May the Lord's joy overtake you, heart dwellers. Wow, he has really changed the subject here, calling upon us to dwell in his arms at the beginning of the day and take that joy forward as we face life's challenges. For too long, we felt defeated and weary, and he's instituting a new season of joy, even in the midst of ongoing intercession for our country. Jesus began, "It is my gift to you, dear ones, that you may dwell in my heart and rally to the war cry, that you may be sustained by my love for you, and strengthened in courage and perseverance when you meet with the battles of your daily life. For this reason, I want you to enter into this joyful place and confidently seek to rest in my arms. For what does a lover do when he's been absent from his beloved? He opens his arms wide and embraces her with all his heart. That is why I do not wish for you to be timid or reticent to come to me. Rather, fly into my arms in the morning, in complete confidence that this is the desire of my heart, all of my heart. Land securely in my arms, declaring your gratitude for another day to live for me. Declare your complete dependence on me, and bring your humble confession with the sure knowledge that I will forgive you your shortcomings. This is the way I wish for you to begin your day, knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am longing to hold you the very moment you open your eyes each day. Begin your day in my embrace. I know the challenges that are ahead of you. I know exactly what you will face that day, and I impart grace in my embrace of you to prepare you. We're beginning this day as one. We're walking through this day as one. And when you feel you can no longer walk, I'm supporting you. Let us always begin by declaring our love for one another and receiving all I would give you in full knowledge that I am for you. And there is nothing to fear as you come to me confidently, even as a little child. I know the expectations and fears in your hearts. I know the thoughts that sometimes overshadow your joy throughout the day. I watch as the enemy whispers in your ear as he brings certain darkness over you. These are times for you to return your heart and mind to my goodness. This is where you must dwell, in the goodness of your God who is all for you, who is arranging victories for you, who is preparing the way for our dreams to come about. The enemy hates those dreams, knowing full well that their fulfillment means his loss. So he will do everything in his power to dissuade you from forward thinking. But this is when you must recall, my God is for me. And if he is for me, no one will overcome me. This is the time to squeeze my left hand with your right hand and to affirm that you know I am there, at your side. If you proceed through your day this way, he will not overcome you with dark thoughts, depression, and fear. Remember always that he will use whoever is nearby to get your attention on failure. Not that the people around you are even aware of what they're doing, but many times an idle word, a prying question, a looming situation can cause you to recoil inside and lose your inner joy and light. When this happens, quickly recover yourself, acknowledging me as your Savior, Provider, Healer, Protector, and source of all good in your life. Acknowledge frequently that nothing formed against you will prosper. Rather, as you walk in my will, all you touch will prosper. Let the storms come. Let them blow against you, around you, behind you. Let the earth tremble. None of these things can stop my holy will from coming about in your life. Walk joyfully, in confidence, acknowledging this in your heart and singing it in song, speaking it in a joyful declaration. This irritates the enemy to no end, It even causes a depression for the demons on assignment. As they realize you are not bowing to their tactics, they grow insecure and afraid. There is a glorious new day dawning. There is a joy in the morning and even laughter in the evening when you keep my inspiration in the forefront of your mind. By the way, just as an aside, I wanted to mention that the portrait's done. I'm going to have it photographed today, and a high-resolution copy will be available on the website. And the title of it is Joy Comes in the Morning. So the Lord has had this in mind all along while he was working on this painting. He was having this time that we're walking into right now in mind when he began the painting. He continued, "The love I nourish you with will spill out onto everyone you meet during the day. It will permeate the atmosphere and make it very difficult for evil to even dwell in the same room with you, especially if you're continually singing songs of praise, both in your heart and even out loud. Praise has the power to alter the airwaves until they are unbearably hot to the enemy. I have created you to sing and give voice to your joy. Even the birds awake each day and call out. In between their chatter, you can discern their chirps of joy to me each day. All creation is awake to the joyful soul, even as it is written, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loving kindness and truth go before you. How blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. O Lord, they walk in the light of your countenance, and in your name they rejoice all the day, and by your righteousness they are exalted." That's Psalm 89:15. As you ponder the Psalms, remember these are my literal injunctions. These are not figures of speech, but declarations of truth. And these words have the power to drive darkness out of your environment when spoken with conviction and resolve. The Psalms are like a giant medicine chest where the remedy for every illness can be found, the solution for every situation. To dwell in the Psalms is to dwell in heaven, where all creation praises me day and night. So you see, I have left you with sublime gifts that we might be continually connected, and you continually enabled by the very thoughts of my heart. This is my point. Nothing can overcome the soul that is steeped in my goodness, giving voice to thanksgiving. Nothing. Many have gone before you doing this very thing at the hour of their death, and have walked into heaven victoriously, accompanied by the angels and saints, aglow with sustaining worship. So I'm asking you to avail yourselves of my joy and love for you each day. Run into my waiting arms, beloved, run, and allow me to embrace and equip you to walk in victory through every storm. Keep these words tucked away in your heart and refer to them often. Meditate on the Psalms and my goodness to you. You are my beloved ones. You have done battle. You have been faithful. And I am drawing you deeper into my very being, where you will find inspiration and joy for every day.